We have with us David Clark, who is the Executive Associate Dean and Professor of Economics at Marquette University, who also works on the Wisconsin Realtors Association monthly housing report. We have been hearing for years now about the tight housing market and rising cost of residential real estate. Economic factors are certainly driving that and a lot more. David, welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
All right, so let's dive right in. What does the latest month real estate report show about the state of Wisconsin real estate market?
Well, it really paints a broad picture of very tight supply, and that tight supply has been with us for several years now, and relatively strong demand because there's unmet demand, primarily from the millennial generation, who was a little late to getting into housing. I mean, they kind of hit the housing market at about the worst time, coming out of the Great Recession. But now they are shifting towards owner occupied housing, and so they have strong demand. Combination of strong demand and weak supply has been keeping our sales down. I mean, there simply aren't a lot of homes available for sale, but it's been driving our prices up. And they're going up on an annual basis by over 11% if you look at our most recent analysis for February of this year.
And so that median home price, I'm looking at the report now for February 2023, which is the latest report I have, is $262,500, up almost 12% from a year prior. And yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's we saw that pattern really in the first half of 2022 as well. And then actually when you got to about the fourth quarter, it looked like things were settling down a little bit, but first 2 months of 2023 were up over 10% year to date in terms of our prices compared to the first 2 months of 2022. So those tight supplies really are driving those prices up.
One of the other really interesting things about this report is it breaks down the state by region. And so you see that pricing increase by region really, really show in South Central Wisconsin. Can you talk a little bit more about what you're seeing region by region and what stands out to you?
Well, I mean, one of the things, and I'll focus on the first 2 months of this year compared to the first 2 months of last year. One of the things that's clear is that median prices are going up in every region of the state. They're going up a little bit faster in the Northeast region for those first 2 months, 14.6% compared again to the first 2 months of last year, but nearly all of the areas see prices up by a significant margin, and in fact, when you look at the South Central region and the West region, those are seeing their prices go up by the smallest margins, but they're still 7.5 to just under 8.5% compared to the first 2 months of last year. Every other region is up by over 10%. So, you know, we're seeing strong price pressure, and that's again primarily because there really aren't a lot of homes available for sale. The homes are still moving quickly. They are frequently selling above asking price. So it's your classic strong seller's market, and we really haven't seen a market this strong on the seller's side, at least since we've been tracking the market, and that goes back to 2000 and basically started looking at this in 2005. So very, very tight market, and that's really the primary reason why prices are going up so quickly.
So if you were to name the biggest issue that's facing a prospective buyer or a prospective seller, what are those issues? Is it interest rates? Is it marketing? How do you rationalize that?
So on the buyer's side, the affordability issue is a significant challenge for buyers, especially first-time buyers. Now, when you look at repeat buyers, they are typically realizing some gains from the home that they've just sold.
Sure.
If they are either trading up or trading down, and so they're going to be less impacted by those affordability issues because they have just sold a home that is priced significantly higher than they bought it at. So, but first time buyers, you know, they're typically either drawing from savings or they're getting some type of financing assistance from friends or relatives. When those prices go up, and they've been going up quickly, mm-hmm. when you combine that with significant jumps in 30-year fixed rate mortgages, that puts a real strain on their ability to buy homes. So the affordability issue is really hitting those first time buyers pretty hard. On the seller side, it really depends on the circumstances for the seller. I mean, sellers do need to be prepared to have a very quick transaction. I mean, the sellers do have some ability to negotiate when they ultimately want to close, but with homes moving so quickly, they have to be prepared for a relatively quick sale. And if they're going into the owner occupied housing market to trade up, then they're going to be facing mm-hmm. That same type market. So I mean, there's challenges on both the sellers and the buyer's side. Sellers certainly have they're in a good situation from the standpoint of getting a good price for their homes, though.
David Clark, Executive Associate Dean and Professor of Economics at Marquette University, breaking down the latest housing report and giving us some really great insight for prospective home buyers and sellers. Kind of tying to your last point about having equity in a home, making it obviously easier to get into a new home. The latest report from the National Association of Realtors shows that a majority of those home buyers are now boomers. This is higher than the millennial generation, and these are two competingly large generations. What does that suggest? What's driving it, and what does this mean for the future?
Well, I think that this is primarily a result of the significant reduction in affordability, and so what that is doing is it is driving some of those first-time buyers out of the market for the time being, and so as a consequence, those repeat buyers are now a larger share of the sales.
Sure.
of homes, and so this is actually drawn from a report that's done on an annual basis by the National Association of Realtors. It's called the Profile of Buyers and Sellers, and so when you look at the most recent one, they found that first time buyers in 2021. In their 2021 profile, I should say, accounted for about 34% of
sure.
of all sales. They dropped to 26% in their 2022 survey. This is a big survey. I mean, they survey more than 125,000 recent buyers. So what's going on here is those first-time buyers are finding it difficult to compete for housing and so they are comprising a fairly You know, it's a fairly significant drop from last year to this year. And I think it's primarily because mortgage rates are a lot higher now than they were, you know, just 12 months ago.
But still relatively low, right, in the grand scheme of things.
Well, they are with, you know, if you look at long term trends, yeah, they're certainly not in the double digit range where they were when we were back in the early 1980s. But you know, they went from about 6.3% in February of 3.76% in February of 2022 to 6.26% in February of 2023. So, you know, that's a 250 basis point increase. That has while they're low by historical standards, they've increased quite a bit.
David Clark, Associate Dean and Professor of Economics at Marquette University. And of course, we know that there aren't new houses being built because the cost of construction is so high. I want to wrap with a final question, a real quick question. A message that you have for someone looking to buy or sell a home this spring.
Well, if you're a buyer, you need to recognize that you're competing against both other first-time buyers and those repeat buyers. You have to have your financing nailed down, and in a strong seller's market, you're not going to find a lot of concessions on price, and it's likely that you are going to have to pay above either at or above asking price, and you just have to be prepared for that. So have your financing lined up and be prepared to move quickly.
No, the great advice. David Clark, Executive Associate Dean and Professor of Economics at Marquette University, breaking down the latest Wisconsin Realtors Association monthly housing report. Thank you so much.